Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, how did it feel? It's pretty impressive. You got the whole off season. You had a few games off in addition to that, and then you go out looking at your numbers, looking at your play. It seemed like you kind of picked up where you left off. I know you're a vet, but any jitters? It seemed like the first game of the season for you, like opening night. How'd that go?
I was very, very anxious. You know, I think it was the first time in my career where I didn't take a nap all day before the game. I was just anxious to play out there. And, you know, my teammates, they embraced me. You know, as soon as I came into the locker room, they were kind of waiting. They kind of cheered. And, you know, it kind of made me feel good about going out there and trying to perform with them. I came in the locker room. They embraced me. You know what I mean? They started cheering, you know what I mean, making jokes. And it made me feel good. It made me miss, you know, how much I miss playing with them and being around them as far as, like, during the game. You know, I just took off from there, and it just happened to be a bit of a moment.
It's one of those things, Darren, where you are now on your third coach in three seasons with the Kings. And I know that as a point guard, that offers quite a bit of challenges in and of itself. But just coming back, and how far along do you think you are individually and the team in terms of integrating into Dave Yeager's system?
Well, me personally, I don't think it's going to take much. I know, like, you know, everybody else is dealing with it, but I don't think we have to deal with it as much because, you know, once you have good chemistry and guys like each other and they want to play with one another, you know, it makes it a lot easier.
So, you know, obviously you don't want to miss any time, whether it's for injury or anything else, but I am curious. Again, you're a veteran. You've been around a long time, but you got a new coach. You got a new system. Was there any advantage, maybe even mentally, in being able to sit and watch the first eight games? Did that help you at all integrate when you were finally out there, like releasing a slingshot or something because you had everything in your head, or did you need to be on the court to figure it out?
No, I had total advantage, D. I just be able to sit back and just watch the plays develop, you know, as you're watching the game and seeing, like, what you can do to improve the team and what areas you can do to improve. It just helped me a lot. And I think it wasn't so much mentally, it was physically too. You know, I got banged up a little bit during the preseason, so I got a chance to heal and recover and really come out with some fresh legs. And that's always a good thing too. So it definitely helped me in those categories. You never want to wait that long, you know what I mean? I was kind of bored, you know, not be able to play games and stuff. But, you know, my wife and my family, they helped me get through. And I was able to get back on the court and produce.
You've got the Lakers tonight. That's always an interesting matchup here in Sacramento. What do you see from a team that's doing very well and impressing people early on in the NBA?
Well, I think they're young. They're excited. You know what I mean? They have a lot to improve. They have a good coach in Luke that's doing a good job with them. And really trying to exploit everybody's talent. You know, you see Nick Young, a guy that didn't play as much, is starting to play a lot more and with confidence again. So, you know, he definitely has everybody playing at a high level. D'Angelo Russell, Jordan Clarkson, good young players. So, you know, we got our hands full, you know, regardless, you know what I mean, their record or what they've done in the previous, you know, years, they definitely coming out and trying to make a statement. But, you know, we have business to take care of ourselves, so we'd be looking forward to that.
Darren Collison joining us on KHTK. You know, back to the system, and obviously I don't want to put you in a position to disrespect anybody from the past, but there's differences between coaches. Could you talk a little bit about some of the main differences, just X's and O's wise, playing wise on the court between last year and this year?
Yeah, they're both different styles. You know, George is a little bit up and down. And, you know, we kind of got some easy baskets going that way. But we had trouble at George's fault. You know, it was mainly the players' fault. And then with Dave, you know, we're probably a better execution team because we have a lot more plays and sets where when playoff time comes, we'll be fine, you know, if we really work on it. So it's a little bit different style of play, and I think we're good right now and getting adjusted.
Darren, before we let you go, just curious from your perspective as a player, when you look at, I know you kind of break it up into segments of the season, and it's very early on in the season. So when you look at maybe the next month ahead, what do you think is the most important thing for this team to really work on to help you guys kind of continue to grow?
We got to stay mentally tough. I mean, we haven't experienced playoffs in the last 2 years, so we don't know what it's like to be mentally tough when, you know, we experience a drought. If we lose two games in a row or three games in a row, or if another team is going on a big run, we got to be able to stay mentally tough. And I think if we can stay mentally tough and take each game at a time and really get after it, I think we'll be fine. I think this team is very talented. You know, it's just going to come down to the mental aspect and try to go through that that fire, you know, every time things don't go well. So we got to be able to be strong and get through it.
Last thing for you, Darren, you know, while you were out, Ty Lawson comes into the team. He righted the ship as best he could through the first few games. Now you come back. I know you're a competitor, so I'm curious. You come off the bench last night. Do you have plans in your head that you'll eventually be the starter? Is that something that's important to you? Different players, different ways. Does it matter to you at all whether you're starting or coming off the bench?
Yeah, it matters. You know what I mean? I think just getting off to a good start. I think Ty's been doing a good job, you know, implementing himself, and really, I think we all enjoy playing with Ty. You know, he's such a good teammate too as well. You know, for me personally, you know, I was saying, like, you know, if I couldn't be able to start for teams, then, you know, I wouldn't say much. But, you know, I enjoy starting. You know what I mean? I love getting the team started and getting the team going from the beginning myself. So it does matter. But, you know, from a coaching player standpoint, you know, whatever coach decides to go with, that's going to be on him. But me personally, I'll let it start.
All right, now I know you're a UCLA guy, so but you put that behind you. You're a Sacramento kid now, so go out there and kick some Laker ass tonight, would you?
Yeah, I know, right? I got you.
All right, thanks, Darren. We appreciate it.
All